Next week, Habitat for Humanity of Greater Chattanooga will raise the roof, live and virtually. The annual fundraiser, its first in hybrid form, is September 30th, a week from Wednesday. Madison Bradford is with Habitat for Humanity. Madison, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us how Habitat for Humanity has been operating these past few months with the pandemic.
I think now more than ever, people are realizing the importance of home and what home means in this pandemic and this crisis. Habitat for Humanity over the past few months has continued working towards providing safe, decent, affordable homes for families in Chattanooga. We had to suspend volunteer operations earlier in this year. As a lot of people know, we are volunteer-driven and use volunteers for the labor on our projects. So we had to suspend that earlier in the year for safety concerns, then started reintegrating volunteers later this summer. So we are moving forward and trying to operate the best we can given the circumstances.
What are you hearing from the community at this time? We've heard about people not being able to pay their rent. There has been some relief. It's run out. Concerns about mortgages, defaults on mortgages.
The thing that Habitat seeks to do is provide affordable housing. There is truly a housing crisis in America and in our community. If you think about somebody that is living in an unstable environment, maybe they are living in an unhealthy environment that has mold or leaky windows, it's drafty, it's not safe for their health, or their landlord maybe goes up on their rent every month and they can't afford to live there. This is truly an unprecedented time economically and health-wise. And so we've been receiving a lot of applicants to our program for our home repair and ownership program.
And then we should talk about Raise the Roof.
Every year we do an annual fundraiser. It helps us fund the mission, it helps us keep going and doing what we're doing, which is worthwhile work. We usually have our event in the convention center and host hundreds of people. And obviously that's not a safe environment for fundraising right now. So we've had to pivot a little bit. And we've partnered with WTTI, which is our local PBS station. And they are hosting us in the studio. And we're going to be doing a live produced event there that will be broadcast to everybody that purchases tickets and tables. We're going to have a small in-person audience with our sponsors, and safety is paramount. So we have limited the number of guests. We are social distancing. It is going to be a very small gathering for our sponsors.
If people want more information, where can they go?
So the day for purchasing tickets and tables that receive lunches has passed. But if somebody wants to attend the event without the lunches, then they can contact our offices. Or if they want to learn more about volunteering, our home ownership program, or our home repairs program, they can call our offices at 423-756-0507.
And where can people go online?
If somebody goes to www.habichat.org, that's H-A-B-I-C-H-A-T-T.org, they can find out more information.
All right. Madison, thanks so much.
Happy to be here. Thank you.